We're about to dive into lunch, but before we do so, I'd like to call on Dr. Alan Miller, Country Manager, CEO for Allied Telesis, to give us a little word from Allied Telesis as a sponsor. Thank you.
Thank you, Murray. Good afternoon, everyone. 10 years ago, Allied Telesis released its first IPv6 router, and the technology for that was developed in our Christchurch Development Centre and trialled by companies such as NTT. We took the technology from that, put it into a switch, Layer 3 switch, to make an IPv6 switch, and in 2003, that was adopted by the JGN2 IPv6 network throughout Japan. And the application was multicasting high-definition television. The JGN2 network pioneered the multicasting of HDTV on a large scale over IPv6. They were interested in bandwidth efficiency, so they used a facility known as MLD snooping to gain bandwidth efficiency, and we were among one of the first vendors in the world to actually support that facility in gigabit switches. Again, that technology came out of Christchurch. Our participation in the JGN network has contributed to the development of a reliable, interoperable, high-performing IPv6 implementations across the networking industry, and the prime purpose of this network has been to provide a proving ground for IPv6 implementations in a high-performance environment. That same year saw the US Department of Defense announce that all future purchases of networking equipment should support IPv6, and so we were able to supply throughout the world, particularly from the likes of defense organizations, governments, and universities. For example, we supply IPv6 equipment to a number of defense organizations throughout Europe, the French Gendarmerie, for example. Their main requirement at present is a dual IPv4, IPv6 stack and unicast routing to enable a transition to V6. Likewise, for government organizations in Europe, and particularly in Japan, and then there's universities in the US, Europe, and especially Japan, they're purchasing our equipment, mainly in the past for experimentation, but also with the view to a transition to IPv6. So deployments of our equipment have demonstrated that the reality of a transition to IPv6 can be quite seamless. The combination of plug-and-play address acquisition, full wire speed, dual stacks, and tunneling of IPv6 over IPv4 enable the transition to be, or IPv6 to be introduced into an IPv4 network with minimal disruption and services integrated in a controlled manner, so it can be planned and budgeted for in a controlled way. The IPv6 technology on the Allied Telesis products comes from the Christchurch Development Centre, and our 10 years' experience of selling those throughout the world has demonstrated that the transition to IPv6 is occurring. Being a New Zealand-based company, Allied Telesis Labs Limited is very pleased to see this initiative underway. We're proud to be a sponsor of this HUI and to be involved with it. And I'd like to thank Dr. Murray Milner, the IPv6 Steering Group, and the Ministry of Economic Development for taking this initiative to raise this very important next-generation internet protocol within New Zealand. Our experience from around the globe demonstrates that this transition is well underway. Thank you. Thank you.